Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I said, well, I'm a minister and I'm a friend of the owner of this business, and I always come here and speak to the employees. And she says, a minister for who? What kind of minister? And I said, for Jesus. And she says, you're the one. And I said, what do you mean? And she says, I'm a Buddhist. And she said, last night I was praying and going through my ritual. And she said, I just got dissatisfied. And she started praying and she says, I know that there's a God, but I can't believe that this Buddha is it. And she says, God, whoever you are, reveal yourself to me. And she said, instantly there was this ball of light in front of her just pulsating. And she knew in her heart that this was God manifesting herself. And she says, who are you? And she had this voice come and say, tomorrow I'll send you a man who'll tell you who I am. And she said, you must be the man. And I said, I'm the man. I said, I can tell you who that was. And I told her about Jesus and got her born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, when I got out in the car, you talk about joy and excitement. It's like, God, I know I'm in the right place at the right time. There's a satisfaction that goes with something like that that you don't ever get. You know, David teaches in our Bible college, and he's the manager of our ministry. He's been very successful in business, and he tells, one of the things he tells the students is that never, ever, 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 ever accept a job based on pay and benefits. That's the wrong criteria for taking a job, and yet I could bet you that probably the majority of people in here, if you had two options, that's what you would go with, is the one that's going to pay you the most or have the most benefits or the most advanced for promotions and things like that. That's wrong. You were made with the purpose. It all comes down to, what has God made you to do? What has God called you to do? And until you find that out, there is no way that you are going to accidentally, sovereignly stumble into the will of God and fulfill it and be fulfilled and be productive. If you are a person who is multi-talented and so blessed that you can do anything, I feel sorry for you. Because you know what? That's a distraction. That means you don't have to be as dependent upon God. You can go out and do multiple things, and anything you do is going to be blessed. I've never been that way. I've never been exceptional at anything. I've been mediocre at everything my whole life. And you know what? When I found God, and when God told me to do something, I didn't have a dozen things that I was holding on to that I had to pray and, oh God, I hate to let this go. I was doing nothing. I was headed nowhere. Amen. I had no goals. And so it was easy for me to just, oh God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll go with it. Those of you who are so talented that you can do things without God, you're cursed. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to not have anything special and you're just God, whatever you want me to do. And I'll tell you this, God will always call you to do something that you can't do in your own natural ability. If what you're doing is something that you could do in just yourself, you hadn't found God's will for your life. God will call you to do something that's bigger than you. God is a supernatural God and He will lead you in a way that will make you absolutely dependent upon Him. You know, some of you aren't going to believe this, but this is my testimony and I'm sticking with it. It's the truth that I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face. I couldn't talk to people. If you had put me in front of this many people, it would have killed me. And for the first 2 years that I tried to minister, it did nearly kill me. I mean, it was tying me in knots. I was an introvert. I couldn't stand in front of people. And God has called me now to preach to millions and millions and millions of people. And people think that I'm exaggerating or somehow or another this couldn't have been. But I'm telling you, this is the way I was. God called me to do something that it was impossible for me to do. This is absolutely impossible. And some of you may disagree with this, but this is my testimony and I'm sticking with it, that there is an anointing of God on me to do what I'm doing. I remember a time that I was out jogging one time and I wasn't aware that when you went to like Mobile, Alabama, that the heat and humidity affect the way you jog. So I went jogging my normal 8 miles and I wasn't able to do it as fast as I normally did. So I pushed myself and I had been on a 3-day fast on top of all of that and all of these things combined. And I got up to preach and I was so weak I couldn't stand up. I had to stand behind the pulpit like this and lean on it. And I couldn't see the front row. Everything was a blur. Physically, I had just done a lot of damage to myself, and I couldn't stand on my own. I couldn't see past the front row. Everything was spinning, and I got up and ministered for nearly 2 hours. The word just poured out of me. I mean, I remember standing behind the pulpit thinking, what's happening? I'm in a daze. My thoughts were confused, and the words just flowing out of me. I went and bought the tape so I could listen to the tape. It was awesome. It was the best I'd ever preached on that. And you know what? I thought, God, there is an anointing. It's not me. There is an anointing. There is a gift. And every one of you have an anointing that will only function when you are doing what God calls you to do. And I don't care if you are multi-talented and if you are successful in your own physical natural ability, you'll never reach your full potential until you do what God has called you to do. And brothers and sisters, we got a lot of people, square pegs, in round holes. You're wondering why you aren't fulfilled, why you aren't satisfied. You're wondering, is this all there is to life? And there is no satisfaction. There is no contentment. You aren't excited about getting up in the morning. You aren't excited about going to work. You can't wait for work to be over, for vacation to come. You wish you could retire early and do nothing because you hate what you're doing. You've missed God's will for your life. When you find God's will for your life, there is an excitement, there is a joy, there is a satisfaction and peace that goes along with that that you can't get any other way. And I'm telling you, until you find out, until you quit being unwise and understand what the will of the Lord is, you will not accidentally fulfill God's will. You have to pursue the things of God. They do not come automatically. God doesn't sovereignly work it out. You have to have a goal. It's my testimony that I can guarantee you there have been a billion obstacles placed in Jamie and my way. And we have had to persevere and overcome those things and command them to get out of the way and fight through. Nothing has come easy. You don't just stumble into God's will. It doesn't just automatically happen. You have to have a goal and then you have to fight and go towards it because we've got an enemy that's fighting against this. You're going to be swimming upstream when you find God's will. You'll never just float downstream with the crowd and get into it. If you never run into the devil, it's because both of you are headed in the same direction. If you start doing what God called you to do, I can guarantee you there's going to be resistance. You're going to have some opposition. And yet there will be a supernatural satisfaction and peace and assurance that goes along with it. And brothers and sisters, I know that there are some of you here that don't have that. And I'm just saying that if we want to start taking the limits off of God, you're going to have to find what God created you for. And you may be in the perfect will of God, but you need to know that you're in the perfect will of God. You can't just take it for granted. You just can't hope that it's going to be that way. You have to know. You have to have an encounter. God wants to reveal himself to you. Again, God would be unjust to command you not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is and then him hide from you and not answer your prayers and not reveal it to you. God wants to show you his will for your life more than you want to know it. But you've got to pursue it. As long as you can live without knowing that you are in the center of God's will, you will. But when you get to a place to where, God, I'm not going to live my life any longer. I'm not going to go any further. Like Moses, he was talking to the Lord, and the Lord said, I will go with you, and I will prosper you. And Moses said, if you don't go with us, I'm not moving. This needs to be your attitude. God, I'm not going to go anywhere else. I'm not taking another job. I'm not going another year. This ought to be one of your New Year's resolutions. God, I'm going to know this year what your will for my life is. And even if it's to do exactly what I'm doing, I'm going to do it with a renewed vigor and renewed faith that this is God's will. And I'm going to get up and go to work because it's what you called me to do. And it's not what I'm just having to do to put food on the table. You should never work to live. Man, you ought to work because it's an opportunity for you to take the calling, the giftings that God has put in your life, and it's an opportunity to use it. And if you steward it correctly, God will take care of you and you will benefit from your work. But you ought to look at your work as this is where God has planted me. It's my opportunity to make an impact, to touch people's lives, to be there for that person who's a Buddhist and saying, God, show me who you are. And man, you're right there because God planted you there knowing from the beginning what the needs were going to be and that he needed somebody to be there to represent him in that workplace, in that family. Look over in Galatians chapter 1 at something the Apostle Paul said. He was talking about he didn't learn the gospel from people. He got it directly from God, and he was saying that what I'm saying is not just man's doctrine. I'm anointed by God to say this. He says the gospel was committed to my trust. And he said this in Galatians chapter 1 in verse 14. And he profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. And he goes on and talks about that. But he said that he was separated under the gospel from his mother's womb. Again, this is making the point that I'm making, that God has a purpose for you when he created you.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled, What You Don't Know Limits God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who become partners with us, you know, giving more than just what it costs to get your materials, but you are helping us to reach out and touch other people. Thank you, because I believe that this is going to transform people's lives. And if you haven't yet become a partner, I'd like to encourage you to do so. You know, the television industry says that only about 1% of the people who watch a program and are receiving from it ever contact the ministry. That means that there's probably 99% of you who've been blessed that have never responded. I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then join with me and become a regular partner.